Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
That's right. It's...
Greetings, fellow heroes, and a hearty hello to all you villains out there, too. I am Maximum Mike, DJ of Steel, an all-around good guy. I'm happy to have you join us here in the Rock for Rookies cave, where we record the show. This week, I'll be giving tribute to all my fellow heroes out there who spend all their time protecting us. But of course, let's not forget the little people who help the heroes. Here's Spin Doctors and the Jimmy Olsen Blues.
Ah!
This is it, all my comic book cronies, a superhero special. Finally, we're getting the spotlight. We just heard the Spin Doctors. They were huge in the early 90s with their two hits, Two Princes and Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. The name of their 94 album was Pocket Full of Kryptonite, as in, is that kryptonite in your pocket or are you just trying to kill me? Speaking of kryptonite, oh no, he won't. Oh yes, I will. Here's Three Doors Down and then my new favorite band, Dragon Force.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. After all I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side, my superhuman, my kryptonite. I will keep you, took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman.
Dragon Force! Uber music at superhuman speed. They could be superheroes. Dragon Force is a power metal band that was started in 1999 by some dudes from London. They are credited with starting a new genre called Nintendo Metal, because their music sounds like an old Nintendo game theme song sped up. If it means anything to you, their song Through Fire and Flame is the last song on the new Guitar Hero game for the Xbox. It's incredible. Before that, we heard post-grunge rockers Three Doors Down, who are everywhere and are very hard to miss. I do like the fact that their first big hit was Kryptonite. It gives you the feeling that anything related to superheroes will always give you that super push you need to get into the mainstream or accomplish something. Take the next band. Their only hit was the song called Superman. This is Five for Fighting.
Just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane, I'm more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. I wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie about a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd,
before continuing, Five for Fighting haven't really done anything musically, but if you know them, it's because literally that song Superman became the anthem of 9/11. After the attack, MTV only played 11 songs for a few days out of respect. Superman was one of those songs. Elle pointed out to me that one of the most poignant lines of the song is, "Find a way to lie about a home I'll never see." It's nice when artists really get in there and follow up on the heroes and the stories. For those of you who don't get the line, he's referring to his home planet of Krypton that he never got to see because he was sent away as a baby moments before it exploded. Let's continue. Up, up, and away!
like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes with little yellow tags on everyone. And you could come and see that when I'm done. When I'm done. I wonder what it's like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown, yeah. From some other planet, I'd get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned. Well, they're stunned. Just what I said. Well, I'd shout out an order. I think we're out of this, man. Get me some. Boy, don't make me wanna change my tone. My tone. Yeah. Straight up, what did you hope to learn about here? If I was someone else, would this all fall apart?
Parker was pitiful. Couldn't have been any shyer. Mary Jane still wouldn't notice him, even if his hair was on fire. But then one day he went to that science lab. That mutated spider came down. Oh, and now Peter crawls over everyone's walls, and he's swinging all over town. La la la, lady da. La 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 da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause we're all in the mood for a hero now, and there's evildoers to fight. The rich kid's a friend of his who horns in on Mary Jane. But to his great surprise, it seems she prefers guys who can kiss upside down in the rain.
With great power comes great responsibility. That's the catchphrase of old Uncle Ben. If you missed it, don't worry, they'll say the line again and again. Again, oh la la la, diddy da, la la diddy da, da da.
Now Norman's a billionaire scientist who never had time for his son. But then something went screwy, and before you knew, he was trying to kill everyone.
And he's riding around on that glider thing, and he's throwing that weird pumpkin bomb. Yes, he's wearing that dumb Power Rangers mask, but he's scarier without it on. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause you're brave and you're strong and so limber now. But where'd you come up with those tights?
It's a pretty sad day at the funeral. Norman Osborn has bitten the dust. And I heard Harry said he wants Spider-Man dead. Ah, but his buddy Pete he can trust.
Oh, and MJ is all hot for Peter now. Ah, but Peter, he just shuts her down. Mary Jane, don't you cry, you can give it a try again when the sequel comes round. Oh, la la diddy da, da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight, 'cause we all sure could use us a hero now. We think that you'll do all right.
For those of you who don't know this, before I got into regular music, there was only one artist for me, Weird Al Yankovic, the absolute master of parody. I bought 6 albums of his before I went ahead and bought the Aerosmith Big Ones compilation and got back into real music. The original was obviously Billy Joel's Piano Man. Before Weird Al, we heard Drowning Pool featuring Rob Zombie with the song The Man Without Fear off the Daredevil soundtrack, and at the beginning we heard Matchbox 20 with Superman. For those of you who are wondering, I didn't decide to do this show because superheroes are popular, but because I am a huge comic book fan. Have been since I was 10 years old. Growing up a comic geek when everyone else was into sports is kinda hard. Oh, they were also into Ninja Turtles, laughing that Spider-Man was a wuss. Hey guys, guess what? Ninja Turtles was originally a comic book. But now when you walk around, everywhere. Spider-Man is everywhere, in the supermarkets, in the toy stores, on posters. It's amazing. Here's the Ramones.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman. And you've got your love online. You think you're doing fine, but you're just plugged into the wall. Tarot cards won't get you very far. There ain't no hand to break your fall. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta know just when to fold. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. Line, won the race.
race but lost your mind. Was it worth it after all? I need you here with me, 'cause love is all we need. Just take a hold of the hand that breaks the fall. Well, I know what I've been told. Gotta break free to break the mold. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I can't do this all. Superman. I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman.
Someday
we'll be together. I'm no Superman.
Someday
we'll be together. Someday I'm no Superman.
Superhero, or even if I tumble fall. Superhero, fallen from a running horse.
Yeah.
I really do want to be a superhero. If I was a superhero, I think, you know, I wouldn't use flight, but I would use teleportation, maybe a minor sixth sense, and kick-ass fighting moves. Oh, but my real power would be looking dark and mysterious all the time, and the breeze would always make my long duster fly out behind me. Sweet! In order, we heard the Ramones covering the 1970s Spider-Man theme song, which has been covered by the Mr. T Experience, Aerosmith, Michael Bublé, Maxi Fruvis, and Tenacious D. After that, the Scrubs theme song by Laszlo Bane, and finally, Jane's Addiction with Superhero. Another fantastic reason to celebrate the lives of superheroes is that this weekend, we celebrated Purim, which is all about disguises, masks, and secret identities. But some superheroes never had a secret identity. Not everyone needs to hide behind a cape and cowl. Then again, those heroes aren't always the cool ones.
You stay here, Batman. I'll go ask my aquatic friends if they've seen anything suspicious.
Sitting in the Hall of Justice, but is there justice after all? 'Cause after all, when you discuss us, I am the last name you recall. So he might sell a few more comics, and soberly he saves the world. But I've had seven gin and tonics, and I want you to be my girl. Can take you to Atlantis, who makes that cave look like a hole? Or Taiwan on the Titanic, Vicky Vale, my heart you stole. Have you ever got the notion that he's just a rat?
the ground on my feet. It seems the world's falling down around me. The nights are all long, I'm singing a song to try and make the answers more than maybe. And I'm so confused about what to do. Sometimes I wanna throw it all away. So here I am, growing older all the time, looking older all the time, feeling younger in my mind. And here I am, doing everything I can, holding on to what I am, pretending I'm a Superman. I'm trying to sleep, I lost count of sheep. My mind is racing faster every minute. What could I do more? Yeah, I'm really not sure. I know I'm running circles, but I can't quit. And I'm so confused about what to do. Sometimes I wanna throw it all away. Controlling everything in sight. Feeling weak, I don't feel right. Telling me I have to change. Telling me that
I apologize ahead of time for playing that song. Don't get me wrong, you know I'm the biggest Nickelback fan, but that song was way overplayed. But what can you say? It's a great hero song. Before that, we heard Punk Scar's Goldfinger with their take on the Man of Steel, and we started it off with Mark Aaron James and Aquaman's Lament. It's one of my favorite songs. Coming up in part two, will Maximum Mike make it back with the miraculous music? Will the rookies return to find ridiculous R&B has run amok? Tune in to part two. Same rock time, same rock channel. Welcome back, sidekicks, on the adventure that is Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and of course, today's discussion, superheroes. Sometimes you find heroes in the most random of places, so this next song is a dedication and a thank you to the guy who makes this show possible and runs the Rock for Rookies site. He's been there to be my crutch and a type of Zen master. Oh, he shaved his head so he could be Professor X for Purim. That's dedication. David Leitner, this one's for you.
High above the mucky muck, castle made of clouds, there sits Wonder Boy, sitting oh so proudly. Not much to say when you're high above the mucky muck. Yeah, yeah. Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power? About young Nasty Man, arch rival and nemesis of Wonder Boy, with powers comparable to Wonder Boy. What powers, you ask? I don't know, how about the power of flight? Did it do anything for you? It's levitation, Holmes. How about the power to kill a yak from 200 yards away? With mind bullets! That's telekinesis, Kyle! How about the power to move you?
Wonder Boy and young Nasty Man.
Rig-a-goo-goo, rig-a-goo-goo-goo. Secret to be told, a gold chest to be bold, and blasting forth with three-part harmony. Go!
Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power?
Joined forces, they formed a band the likes of which have never been seen, and they call themselves Tenacious D. That's right, me and KG.
That's me.
Wonder Boy.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. Clark Kent, now there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme, dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Soup had a straight job, even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States. Well, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. The planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Get Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan was king of the jungle and lord over all the apes. But he could hardly string together four words. Hi, Tarzan, Eugene. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet that he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. Then nothing to do but go home, home. Superman never made any money for saving the world from sorrow. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. We'll be right back.
A truly powerful song. That was Foo Fighters. I must be one of the only people out there who was glad Kurt Cobain prematurely ended his career. If they hadn't, the Foo Fighters would have never come to be. For those of you who don't know, David Grohl, the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, was the drummer of Nirvana before Kurt Cobain committed suicide. Before the Foo Fighters, we heard the Crash Test Dummies and their first hit single from their 91 album. You might remember their hit, By the way, after the show, anyone who wants to get into comic books is more than welcome to contact me, and I'll be glad to give you some recommendations on what to read.
Every morning, I wake up just the same. Another victim of ordinary fame. I don't see myself as invincible. It's not true at all. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero trying to save the world, but never really sure. I'm just your average, ordinary, everyday superhero. Nothing more than that. That's all I really am. Just a day job. Someone's got to do. It's kinda hard when everyone looks up to you. Trying to make it look easy, gonna make it look good, like anybody would.
Superman, Superman, softly through my window today. Could have tripped up DC, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. In a trick and a book and a paper, all that I can find. Superman or Green Lantern ain't got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle and dive far above in the sea. You can just sit there thinking on your velvet throne. Yes, about all the rainbows that you can have for your own. 'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. Any trick in a book and a paper, all that I can find. Everybody's hustling just to
We started off with Smash Mouth and Everyday Superhero. I cannot believe it took me so long to put them on the show. That's the problem with making this show. I spend all week listening to music, picking out the best songs for you, and I end up with a list that's like 100 songs long. If only I did this for a living, then I could spend a lot more time enlightening the masses. After Smash Mouth we heard, that's right or not, The Kinks with Superman. Yes, I am beginning to feel a bit repetitive. Afterwards, we heard from Donovan and Sunshine Superman. Yes, they did mention Justice League or the Green Lantern in there. But now we're coming to the end of our superhero spectacular, and I have just the way to end it. This is Our Lady Peace with Superman's Dead.
Mm-hmm. you're not liked. How long till you break? You're happy cause you smile, but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary is just not good.
Perfect way to end off our superhero event. Superman's Dead, off the 97 hit album Clumsy by Our Lady Peace, another post-grunge band. Okay, so here's the reason why I'm officially ending the superhero spot now. No band has made more than one superhero song, so what it came down to was me simply picking a band out of a hat for this week's salute. So this is the reason I'm going to give for saluting the band above all others. They kick so much ass. That's my reason. Here we are, all hyped up from superhero songs, and I decided a long time ago that if I ever became a superhero, this band would be my soundtrack. Peeps, it's time to stand up and give much respect to Papa Roach.
Yeah!
I am so excited to say this, but I am just so happy about this salute. Veterans of rock might disagree with me that Papa Roach deserves the salute when there are so many other bands who they feel are worthier, but they'd be wrong. The reason I'm saluting Papa Roach is that in their own area of expertise, they are experts. It is true that they've only had 4 albums, but they are still amazing. This is off their triple platinum-selling album, Infest, and the song that won the 2000 MTV Best Rock Award. This is Last Resort.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong, would it be right? If I took my life tonight, chances are that I might. Mutilation out of sight, and I'm contemplating suicide.
Song cuts like a frickin' samurai sword. Then again, I love almost any song that gets soft and then bursts out. Started by Jacoby Shaddix and David Buckner back in 93, they met during a football game match against each other and ended up talking about music, and bliggity blam, they were in a band. They took the name off of Shaddix's step-grandfather, Howard William Roach, a.k.a. Papa Roach. They were signed for a 5-track demo by Warner Brothers, who elected not to sign them in the end based on their sheer lack of talent presented in their musical efforts. I guess that they were crying in their beer when a year later Infest hit the streets and boom, people went crazy. Now, off their 3rd album, Getting Away with Murder, finally finished with their rap metal days and onto alternative metal, here's Lee Tal's favorite song by them, Be Free.
Woke up and I feel like shit. I don't remember last night. I'm getting sick of this. I hit the bottle when I got off stage and got pissed, drunk, stupid, and I went in a rage. I think I might have got in a fight because my knuckles are bloody and I don't feel alright. I hit the myself. 'Cause when I look into the mirror, I see somebody else.
Fantastic it is for a band to change genres and still put out such a hard-hitting album, in the middle of their careers, no doubt. I want you to know that I could have made an entire show just playing Papa Roach songs. They just don't have any bad songs as far as I'm concerned, and that's why they deserve the salute. They spent the last year touring with Guns N' Roses. In 2006, they spent almost a year in the Paramore Mansion in California. Renowned artists like My Chemical Romance, Him, Gwen Stefani, Lucinda Williams, Fiona Apple, and Sarah McLachlan have all recorded albums there. It added a very deep, dark, soulful tune to their new album entitled The Paramore Sessions. They got the idea from Slipknot. Off the album, here's Time Is Running Out.
Whoa!
Powerful. They just have that cutting edge music that makes them so special. I mean, that really, for you rookies, take the time, get out there and explore the band. For you veterans, you've heard the proof. They can rock with the best of them. So Papa Roach, with all due respect, so freaks and geeks, I hope you enjoyed this superpowered show and the mighty menace that was Papa Roach. I'm Maximum Mike. Tune in to Rock for Rookies next week when we have our first request show. Isn't that right, ladies?
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.